Welcome to Cage Match.
Colid.
A World About Way. A Reading McLeish Cage. I'm your host, Cora, with my co-host,
Nick.
And our producer,
Peter. Hello. Well, welcome, Cora. We're really excited to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, this is real exciting.
So, what movie did we watch?
The Ant Bully.
The Ant Bully. That's right. What did you think of The Ant Bully? Was it good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite character?
The one that was helping that boy.
Oh, okay. So Hova.
Hova, yeah.
She liked Hova because Hova was a nice lady who helped out Lucas, who was sometimes not a nice boy.
No, but Hova was very sweet. She was very nice to him.
Yeah. Did you have any moments that you thought were really scary?
The wasps.
The wasps. Yeah. What did you think of the wasps?
I thought they were pretty neat. You know, pretty intense. The weird color palette for them.
Yeah.
The black and purple. Very menacing.
They tried to eat them.
They did try to eat them. And what did they have on their butt end?
Yeah. What was on their butts?
A stinger.
A stinger. Yeah, that's right. So let's see. Did you have any other characters that you really liked? There was the one that was really pretty. Do you remember?
Which one?
The queen. You thought she was really good.
Oh.
She had the big butterfly wings that kind of came out.
Yeah.
What did you think about Lucas, the boy?
I didn't like Lucas.
Yeah, why didn't you like him?
Was he a jerk?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a little bit of a stinker, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But did he learn to be good at some point?
Someone made friends with Lucas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it because Hova and the other ants helped him and he learned?
What did you think about...
What was his name that made friends?
Well, it was Hova and Lugax or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And Zok was the one that you didn't really like. That's Nicolas Cage's character.
Yeah, the wizard.
Yeah.
He was kind of grumpy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a grumpy guy.
He was pretty grumpy.
He was kind of. But then they were friends.
Yeah. They did become friends, you're right, when they were up on that mushroom.
Yeah, both of them grew and they learned
from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good.
Learned to be accepting.
What was one of your favorite parts from the movie?
A giant frog that was eating
Lucas.
Lucas.
Yeah.
Did you like when the frog came up out of the water? You saw just its eyeballs go boop, boop.
It was pretty cool when they were in the frog's stomach, wasn't it?
I did like when... Wait, what was his name?
Are you talking about the guy in red? Yeah, you liked this part. So Stan Beal's the bad guy, the exterminator. Mm-hmm. What did you like about that part?
When he got stuck, got stinged from the wasp.
Yeah. Where did they get stung? Where did he get stung?
On the butt.
He did get stung on the butt.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of butt stuff, did you like it when they were eating the bug poop?
What bug?
Do you remember when Lucas turned green?
Yeah. When they were eating that meal and then he got sick
because he realized it was caterpillar poop.
Yeah, it was bug poop. I'm pretty
that
high,
part wasn't
high
as
concept.
Impactful as the butt stinger.
No, I mean, butt stinger is pretty good.
Yeah.
I really liked butt stinger.
Court, do you have other movies that you like? This is only maybe the 10th movie you've ever seen in your life.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So top 10 movies.
Yeah. What are, that's true. What are some movies that you do like that you think are great?
Elsa.
Okay. So what's that movie called?
Frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one with Maui?
Moana.
Yeah, you liked that one. Did you like Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's another one that you've liked that you've seen?
Rapunzel.
Oh, that one has, called Tangled. I like that one with Pascal.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
That's pretty cool. I haven't seen that one. I'll have to check it out.
It's actually pretty good.
Frozen 2.
And Frozen 2. That's a total hit for sure. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else that you want to say to our very important listeners?
No.
Hey, Cora. Yeah? Thanks so much for being on our podcast.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
guest this week?
We do not.
We have a LaBuzzy, though.
Yeah.
And it gets a microphone.
It has lots of things to say.
All of them racist.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully. Gotta give me a break.
Yeah, someone's got to shoulder that cross.
Yeah.
So Monday in the office, my cubicle mate Carrie made me legit cackle, and I was glad that the office was mostly our coworker Alyssa's last day before last day in the office, because she's about to pop, and they were talking about ways to like induce labor, and Carrie's like, you should get like a bouncy ball for your desk. Alyssa was like, I'm not trying to do that here. I'm not trying to like induce here. And Carrie's like, why not? We need new carpet. And I lost it.
I mean, that is actually pretty good.
That would be so gross, though. Imagine how long you'd have to look at that stain before they fixed it.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd be gone. So it would just be right there at an empty desk.
No, when I still lived in Seattle and came to Portland, one of the first times when I first had Ben, I brought him down with me for one trip, and had him at my cubicle. And up to moving here, I would still find bits of kibble on the carpet.
Oh, man. Yeah, people don't do like lots of real good deep cleaning or fixing of things for the most part. Like, we ended up, Barrett and Cora were born in the same room at the same hospital. And I can confirm this because I remember like being delirious when Cora was being born and staring at this weird like damage on the wall. And it was definitely still there when Barrett was being born.
Was it like a baby shaped Kool-Aid manhole?
I wish. You're just blasting out. Like, I'm out of here.
That'd be the wildest C-section. Like, kid just burst out. But leaves a baby-shaped hole in your mom.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I guess it doesn't have to be your mom.
It doesn't have to be my mom.
Yeah.
It wasn't my younger brother who did that.
Oh, Phil, come on.
Yeah.
Get it together, dude.
I know, for real. He just got engaged. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, about time to get remarried.
Who doesn't love a good remarriage?
Yeah, right? Second time's the charm. That's what they say.
You know what? I have a new rule. I used to say I'm not getting people gifts for their second weddings. From now on, I'm not getting people gifts for their first weddings. Like, we know this is the practice run.
So obviously we're talking about the ant bully.
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of thinking about Animorphs.
I hate your shaved head. I hate it so much.
It's weird. I've gotten a little bit used to it, but still, like, I'll jump onto a Zoom call or something and be like, ugh.
It's rounder than I imagined it would be.
I used to do this like once a year. It would just like clean slate it, just see what I would get back.
It looks like you joined a cult.
It does. And it kind of feels like I did.
You need like diaphanous flowing white robes.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be cool. That would be cool. And release my folk album.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Show everyone my penis. Uh-huh. You know, that's how it goes.
Nobody will laugh.
So you do this to see how it'll grow back. So this is a test to see if you're starting to bald.
Kinda. But also, what if it comes back like blonde?
Ah, that'd be cool.
Nice.
I'm trying to think the last time I shaved my head, and I was still probably in my 20s. I don't think I did it at all through my 30s because I don't want to see how slowly it comes back. Especially after like my experiment with a beard again last month and seeing that it's pretty much almost all gray at this point.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot more gray in my beard lately, which makes watching a movie for definitely children much harder to give a shit about.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. My beard still has the same amount of gray, but I am really liking my kind of dirty ghost mustache right now.
I like it. Yeah.
Hey, Nick, check these out.
Holy shit. Nice dino slippers.
Yeah.
For the folks at home, I have T-Rex slippers now.
Yeah, for the folks at home, Sean just gave us an upskirt.
Yeah. I am wearing my favorite skirt. So yes, this week we are talking about The Ant Bully, starring Nicolas Cage as...
Shocker.
An ant.
Yep.
So 2006. Yeah, on this podcast, we talk about Nicolas Cage movies.
Yeah, and now basically only the bad ones.
Yeah. Or the surprisingly not as bad as we expected ones.
Yeah, like Trapped in Paradise.
Yeah. Sure, we could talk about that again if you want.
I will say The Ant Bully, not as bad as I thought it would be, but still not good.
Yeah.
The first review I found of this, while like trying to find it on Plex, there was a Rotten Tomatoes review that just read ... unnecessary ...
This was a weird time when like when did Ants and A Bug's Life come out?
Those were earlier than this.
Yeah. So this was just like trying to catch the
Tom Hanks coattails. Tom Hanks was hot for the Ant Bully book, got the property, you know, rights, and really wanted to make it, and picked this company to make it. Which, wait,
Tom Hanks?
Correct.
Wait, who directed this?
Director was John Davis, but Tom Hanks was like an executive producer. Yeah,
he just thought it was cool and wanted to see it.
I mean, I guess he had been reading it to fucking Chet Hanks. What's the other one?
We see how that turned out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Chet Hanks is fucking a baller.
Yeah, he's the best.
I love his Rasta accent.
Yeah, the Ant Bully book, Tom Hanks always read it to him in a Rasta accent. So that makes sense.
I imagine that Tom Hanks is just doing a lot of like wildly inappropriate voices and shit at home.
Yeah, like, just trying things out.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to Google when A Bug's Life and Ants came out. And I forgot that Kevin Spacey was the villain in A Bug's Life.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Woody Allen was the main character of Ants and just like.
Yeah, those aged pretty poorly.
1998 animated bug movies. Can't go back to.
No, but I mean, okay, so that's kind of the biggest thing that I was thinking about with this movie is like those movies looked pretty good. Like Ants had like a grimy kind of quality to it, and yeah. Bug's Life was like Pixar cute, you know, colorful candy, but they like had some art to it.
Yeah, the characters had, I don't know, good textures and stuff.
Something.
Yeah.
This movie, it's like it looks so gross, and like little sprig of grass is just the same thing duped.
Oh,
you know,
my God,
it's like,
yeah, when there was that like weird like light grass area around their mound and they show that, it's like yeah, grassy mound.
The light grassy area by your mound.
Yeah. Hot. It just looks so stupid.
The animation, this awful. I don't like any of it. I especially hate the adults.
Yeah, like the grandma.
Grandma, the mom. The mom is weird.
The mom and the dad are weird.
Tiny face.
The dad was definitely ready to fuck, though.
Oh, yeah. They were on vacation.
Yeah, they were going to like Cabo or some shit, and he was going to get his dick. What?
Yeah. His gross, weird CG dick.
Oh, God. I know. It's probably just like a rectangle. They never fully rendered it.
Why would you bother?
Yeah.
But they did probably for Stan.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He had fully rendered genitals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they weren't sure where he was going to get stung.
That's right.
Well, and they fly up and.
Oh, yeah.
That thing
friendly
bites
bug
his dick.
Bites him in the dick. Yeah. Or balls. I don't know.
Dick balls.
Dick butt balls.
Ball dicks.
Yeah. So, Nick, who's in this movie?
I don't know. Like, Michelle Pfeiffer.
No.
Terry Graham.
No. Okay. Who played Stan Beals, the exterminator?
God, I should know this. Paul Giamatti.
Yes.
Yes.
Nailed it. Nice. Okay.
All right. Who played Hova, the like friendly lady aunt?
That's the one I'm trying to remember. It wasn't Michelle Pfeiffer. And it wasn't.
It's like a major superstar actress.
Yeah. It was the Helen Hunt.
Nope.
It starts with an H, though, right?
No. Julia Roberts.
Oh, Julia Roberts. Yeah, old horse face.
Yep. And then Meryl Streep was the queen aunt.
Uh-huh.
For as much screen time as she got.
Bruce Campbell. Fugax.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Campbell was great. We were waiting around like all movie just to see Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. I like that they gave him a big chin shape for his aunt. I wonder if that was like in his writer.
And of course, Nicolas Cage plays Zoc. In the most phoned in voice role I feel like we've seen him do yet.
I mean, everybody in this movie phoned in their voice except for Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti put some work in. I think my favorite random actor from this was, what was her name? Allison Mack, who was the one that was in Smallville, who then ended up like joining the sex cult.
Yeah,
and getting sex cult. Yeah. So she played the older sister.
I recognize that name in the trailer. Lily Tomlin was like,
oh, the grandma. I know, it's a weird, like, I'm always surprised, like, bad animated movies get good casts all the time, but like, you see it and you're still just like, really?
I think clearly Tom Hanks's name brought a bunch of A-list actors into this.
Yeah.
A and B-list. High B's.
I feel like this is such a weird thing with animated films, because ultimately you just want a good voice actor, but studios won't put money behind anything if they don't think they'll get a return. So getting A-list actors in a role for a kid's movie, which kids aren't going to care about. It's like, there was no reason to get Nicolas Cage for this movie.
Yeah, exactly. No kid is going to care that it was Nick Cage.
That's just the actors doing it because they want to, it's, or whatever. Paycheck. I don't know. But they cheap out on the animation to pay for the cast, I feel. And, you know, they do it because it doesn't freaking matter. Like, kids don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't know good animation from bad animation. I
mean, that's true enough. But like, other movies that came out around that time, like Happy Feet, Cars, it's like, these are movies that gave a shit about how they looked. And this movie just doesn't. It's like the same studio that made the Jimmy Neutron movie, which all the adults look like they're from Jimmy Neutron. If anyone has ever watched that show, it is like horrible, I don't know, weeble shaped humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big heads.
Big heads, weird features.
Yeah.
Gigantic asses.
Fucking thick.
This was Ricardo Montalban's last movie.
Yeah. Way to go out on a real high note. I mean, you think about, like, okay, so Raul Julia went out on Street Fighter, awesome. But like, he was feasting in that movie.
Yeah.
You know, Esteban, you know, it's like, he didn't give anything to this. Again, another one where it's like, who cares that he was in it?
Yeah.
Like,
and, well, Street Fighter also will endure as like a cult film. People are totally gonna love it. 1994 was a kick-ass time.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know why I remember what year that came out. I don't remember.
You don't remember anything that came out any time, and you remember Street Fighter's year.
Yeah, and I don't even remember the name of the actress who played Hova. I've already forgotten, but I remember Street Fighter was 1994.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah, that's right.
I love when like names just go out on just the weirdest little side project, like Orson Welles' last role being fucking Unicron in Transformers the movie. And he had no idea what he was doing. He's like, I'm a robot or some shit.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch that video of him trying to do like a pee commercial? Yes. It's so good. He just like can't handle this script. The script is so stupid. It's like, Miss Mabel's farm, peas grow there. But he's like, peas grow there. Peas grow there.
No, I saw him just like housed trying to do some ad for something. I can't remember what it was now, but he was just shit-faced.
The show The Critic got so much mileage out of that pee commercial. Because, like, whenever they did an Orson Welles joke about anything, he'd always, like, walk off set eating peas or something. Or I just remember the line, they're even good cold.
The Critic has done a good job of living on in my brain.
I have it on DVD. It holds up.
Yeah, I believe it.
What are we talking about again? Oh, yes, the ant bully. Why this movie?
Nick Cage is a wizard ant.
He's a wizard ant.
Which, I mean, that part's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of tight.
Wizardry's great.
So it's like tale as old as time. Boy gets bullied for being a turd. Boy bullies ants by spraying them with water or peeing on them.
Oh, man, yeah. I did like that joke the yellow about water. Peeing.
The yellow water was pretty good. Hell, the dreaded yellow water. You know, then, you know, ant wizard can't do magic until he puts goo on rocks, then can do magic. Boy gets shrunk, learns ant lessons.
I am confused why adding a resin coating on top of the fire rocks, whatever the fuck those are supposed to be,
I don't know,
was enough to fix the cracked rocks. Like, oh, the rocks have cracks, I need to put resin on them. What?
Now the magic works.
Yeah,
it was all in, it was in him anyway.
That makes more sense than for the boy to learn his lesson, he has to become an ant, which you would assume is a metaphor for being a larger part of a whole, being a part of a society. No, he legit starts climbing shit and gains ant strength at the end of this film.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe when you're really small, like the textures of things reveal themselves to you and you're like, whoa, that soda can, I can grip parts of it. It's like looking at things
aluminum is secretly rough.
Holy shit, rough aluminum.
You know, okay, I don't hate that theory.
Right. I mean, that at least gives something to it. But yeah, like, why was he able to pick up the wasp at the end? I don't know. We'll get to that.
I did enjoy when Nicolas Cage, when Zoc is explaining, like, how ants all have their roles. Like, you can be a gatherer, you can be a scout. And he's like, those are your roles as ants. Like, where does he fit in? Where does the wizard fit in? Does every anthill have a singular wizard?
Yeah. You get a singular queen and one wizard. That's just how it goes. Didn't you go to school?
Yeah, but I went to bad school.
Yeah, they didn't teach you ant magic. It's fucking bullshit.
Okay, let's... we've broken down the large swaths of the story. Boy is bullied, boy bullies, boy becomes ant.
It's a classic Animorph story.
It is a classic Animorphs, yeah.
It kind of is. Okay, so there's Paul Giamatti. There's the Exterminator. I am confused by this because the parents go off to their vacation and Paul Giamatti's character,
Stan.
His name is Stan.
Stan, like, Beals.
Sees
a child and then coerces a child into signing a contract.
Yeah. Sees a child bullying ants,
which is somehow going to be legally binding.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm going to get this kid to sign a contract that says I can kill the ants in his yard. I'm pretty sure he could have just fucking done that.
I liked the shot of Stan killing all the bugs and everything. And when, like, all the wasps and stuff were around him, and he just, like, has that arcing spray of, like, fumigator dust, and they all just kind of die and drop. I'm like, damn, this shit's getting
dark.
Yeah, intense. You're like, you don't get to see the bugs in the death throes, which would have been better, but...
This movie goes kind of like weird kaiju boss battle at the end. Looks like this is just like a PS2 game of this movie. That's how bad this looks. Like, there's no way this movie looks this bad. This is a bad video game cutscene for this movie.
Yeah, I mean, they did make a game for this too.
Which I did believe they did.
I can't even imagine. It's like you must just be like collecting jelly beans and shit the whole time. Ugh. The sweet rocks.
Eating bug poop.
Yeah, what'd you think about eating bug poop, Sean?
That was funny.
Yeah.
There were a couple of things about this that like got me to actually chuckle, like eating the ant poop or caterpillar poop. The fact that his clothes didn't shrink with him so that like he just wakes up naked.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we don't have to see it or anything, but that was another thing that I was like, that tracks.
I want to say what really sold the bug poop scene was Bruce Campbell just being like, yum.
Yeah. The hot and fresh from
get it while it's hot.
From the
it
bug.
Was a great line.
And when they flew up Stan's pants and
quality.
Yeah. Attacked his Johnson.
Yeah.
Another weirdly grim moment. Speaking, so you had like the bug sprayer, you know, they're killing everything. Another grim moment was when they were inside of the frog. So Lucas gets eaten by a frog. There's a couple other bugs that are in there. This is when Nick Cage tells him to be to go fuck off, basically. And then so he gets eaten by the frog. Then Nick Cage decides that he's going to be a hero, and he gets also eaten by the frog. But they're all in there, and then there's a fly who's like, "Oh, good, my buddy is here," and he picks up a head, and it's just a severed fucking head.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. Cora did not pick up on that particular moment, but I was like, that's pretty grisly.
Yeah, there are some slightly dark moments in this.
So the way they beat Stan at the end when he's like killing all the bugs is they try to use the same serum on him that turned Lucas into an ant. It doesn't apparently work as well on adults because they just kind of turn Stan into a weird dwarf.
Yeah, he had weird like chimpanzee proportions and like he was lumpy.
And a weird pinhead.
Yeah. I that could have just been because it was applied by a stinger, so maybe it wasn't a full dose or
it didn't get into the ear canal either. Yeah. Like Lucas got it straight to the brain.
But is that just him now? Is that just how he lives?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think he's just a little horrible critter now. Just like Paul Giamatti. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I love Paul Giamatti.
That seems like a gross, like, overreaction to a guy just doing his job.
Yeah, but he was a dick.
So let's just turn him into a weird munted mutant.
Yeah, because he was a dick. The lesson here, Sean, is don't be a dick.
Too late.
Don't be a dick to ants. Don't be a dick to children. Mm-hmm. There you go.
But I hate ants and children.
Some child wizard is going to turn you into a child.
Oh, yeah. Take that.
I would hate that so much.
I would laugh if you were turned back into a child.
Full surly ass Sean, just as is, but child mode.
Yeah.
I would be able to get away with so much more shit, though.
What would be the worst age to get shrunk to? And what would be your optimal, like, child age?
Okay. Well, do your, like, functions, your, your things still work the same.
Your faculties.
Like, well, I don't know. Like,
your mental faculties are the same.
Yeah. The things stuff. That I'm not currently using to express this question.
Right. Right.
Your mental faculties.
Your mental faculties are in line. You just are shrunken to a body of a child.
Okay. So, like, I think anything like infant would be terrible.
Awful.
Because you don't have, like, well, are you. Would I still have, like, my musculature? Or do I have stupid soft baby body?
You got soft baby body.
Ew, gross. Yeah.
Just a fucking weirdly buff baby.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We've all seen Little Hercules. Come on, man.
Little buff boy.
Little buff boys.
Yeah. Not you, troll boy. Yeah, I mean, infant would suck. But like
little rascals age, what are they, like, six? You know,
yeah, kindergarten.
Like, if you could be like a real fucking rapscallion with a like adult brain, knowing how to really fucking play the system.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But you would also have to be in like the 1900s.
Oh, so you could be a chimbley sweep.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. You could do lots of crime then.
I forgot about chimbley sweeps.
You into their chimbleys.
Yeah. And just lower me in there.
Yeah.
I'll sweep your chimbley, ma'am.
It's like, what are all these tiny child footprints for in our house?
It's the ghosts.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You aren't a good enough, I don't know, Protestant.
Would I have the liver of a child, though? Because I could use a new liver at this point.
Yeah, I think everything goes back, except your brain. No, that doesn't make any sense. No, you've got a really bad liver and you're 7 years old.
Yeah, but you're not using it anyways. Like, you're fine.
Yeah, that's true.
You can.
No one's serving you.
Keep on with that little liver.
Every movie I've ever seen where someone gets turned back into like a younger version of themselves, the first thing they do is hit the wet bar.
Yeah. Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue.
What about Freaky Friday? I haven't seen that.
I don't think I've ever seen that either.
Freakier Friday's coming out.
Yeah. I bet they hit the bar.
That one's got a grandma. You know she's gonna fuck.
She's gonna fuck. Grandma's fuck now.
Yeah, grandma's fuck now. That's what's happening. It's 2025. Grandma's fuck.
Yeah. That's our first t-shirt.
It's 2025. Grandma's fuck. Yeah.
Welcome to the 21st century. Grandma's be wet. Why do I talk?
Jesus Christ. That's rough.
I feel like we should make an attempt to talk about this movie, but I don't want to.
I mean, we have made an attempt.
I think,
like,
we've actually done a decent job talking about this movie. I mean, there isn't a ton to say about it. It's like
bad voice acting.
Kids' movies are very formulaic. There's not anything that's really deep. Like, Lucas's path of growth is very rapid. You know, he's a total shitbag. And then by the end of it, he's learned a lesson. He's like, yay, friends and teamwork.
I like how they totally give up on assigning him a role inside of the colony after he just sucks at, like,
everything.
Laborer camp. After he goes to fucking Aunt Dachau. Non-climbing loser.
Well, and again, like, the whole him being able to climb at the end is completely, like, ruins this film in terms of an actual arc, because the reason he didn't complete the obstacle course in the beginning is because he gave up when all the other ants were trying to help him.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm thinking way too hard about this movie.
So, okay. The fact that it's a kids movie, right? Like, it's a kids movie in general. I did not enjoy this movie, but
it sucked.
Cora and I watched it yesterday, and Cora today was like, I want to watch Ant Bully again. I was like, I was like, no, I don't have it on my computer anymore.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone forever. Yeah. The P word doesn't have it anymore.
That's your child's favorite movie now.
Yeah.
I did that. That's my doing.
So, I mean, I'm sure there are other like kids movies that we all could kind of like latch onto when we were younger. But I don't remember what like my horrible kids movie was that my parents were like, fuck that movie.
I do. And I watched it last night.
What is it?
I remember what my horrible kids movie was. Surf Ninjas.
Oh, God. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Fucking Rob Schneider does whiteface.
Schneider has really, I mean, he never was a good actor. He was never all that funny, but like he's turned into like a super mega douchebag too.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. There weren't children's hospitals when I was younger because kids weren't ever sick. It's like, fuck you, dude. Yeah.
I just remember when I was, this was maybe like 3 years ago or something. I threw on Demolition Man and I was like, oh yeah, Rob Schneider's in this. And then the next day I threw on Judge Dredd and I was like, oh fuck, Rob Schneider's in this too.
Yep.
It was weird.
And then you put on The Waterboy and it was like, whoa.
Well, that, I mean, everybody knows. Know,
of course, if it's a Sandler, there's a Schneider.
Yeah.
Tale as old as time.
Oh God. Do you remember when we used to run and we talked about the Schneider cut?
Oh yeah. Well, God, what was it? The animal? Like the animal Schneider,
the
cut.
Hot chick. Like you take all the Schneider movies and like fucking Avengers them up.
Ugh, this is a horrible idea.
I know.
He's probably on Cameo. We could probably get him to do it.
Probably. But I mean, that requires giving him money.
That's true. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I'd rather give Evan Stone money. Maybe he could do the Schneider cut.
He could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd probably be dick related, but.
We can call up Allison Mack, see what she wants to do in her life. Oh, yeah. I looked earlier at her Wikipedia page because I was curious about that whole like cult thing she was in. Not a ton of information there, but my favorite fun fact was that in 2025, she got married to somebody named Frank.
Frank Mack?
Just Frank.
No.
I don't know. So it's spouse, like the cult leader spouse, Frank.
Nice.
I want to read some IMDb reviews for you guys just so we can have content for this. My favorite one, Wellman.
That yeah. Sounds like it was written by Adam.
It does.
And then Ant Theme Should Be Retired.
That's just hating on ants and Bug's Life.
Yeah, that's how you're going to end up shrunk, dude.
Yeah.
Watch your words.
Get shrunky dunked. Shrinky danked.
Shrek-a-dank. This was the first Warner Brothers animated movie released in IMAX 3D. There were some, like, especially when he's getting thrown around the colony, when he first gets shrank-a-danked, when he's going down, like, the slide that is his, like, bed sheets. Yeah, mm-hmm. I could see. I was like, this was in 3D.
Yeah, there were definitely some times where it felt like that was the intention.
I always forget about 3D, so whenever one of these movies comes up, I'm like, oh, this is weirdly shot. Never even consider right. that it was for 3D.
Yeah.
Like, unless something's intentionally like whipping out towards the screen, I don't think about it as a right. 3D film.
Like the axe going in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, there,
like there was Stan's that, like, balls flying back and forth.
Right.
Over the audience's heads. Can you imagine if somebody shot a porno for 3D and like, before the whole VR craze and everything like that, just watching 3D porno in a 3D adult movie theater.
I guarantee that this has happened.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's, what film would they have picked? All right. The only other thing I can think of on this movie.
I wanted grandma. Like, so grandma's a weird, like, alien conspiracy theist.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Yeah. Got it. First time, best time. I wanted more of that. I wanted to like know more about what was going on there.
I just like that airflow is the bane of aliens.
Yeah, that was an interesting angle.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously just there to put the fans in the living room for the like floating pedal scene, but.
All right, so I just sent you a text of the bullies from the ant bully.
Oh, these guys were terrifying.
Who was your favorite? Who's your favorite bully? Who's repping you?
Oh, you mean the kids that all get like made fun of?
Yeah.
So not the bullies, but the bullies.
Yeah, I mean they bully along with the main bully until he stops being the bully and then they become cool again.
Yeah. Let's see.
Fucking helmet kid.
I mean, Beanie Kid's pretty cool.
Yeah, I pegged you as Beanie Kid.
Oh, you pegged me?
Yeah, weird. I did. You picked Helmet Child.
Yeah.
Big Helmet. I think
weird gangly tall girl.
I'm not tall enough to be the girl.
Yeah, I that resonated with me. She looks like a used car salesman.
Why is Lucas able to see shit
without his glasses? I don't know, because his eyes shrunk, so yeah. Something. Oh,
here's another thing that fucking pissed me off. How weird is it that, like, when he was in, like, battle mode, he's got those goggles made out of, like, fly eyes?
Yeah, right?
And, like, nobody questions it or says, whoa, dude, you're wearing Steve's eyes for, like, protection.
Yeah, I knew that guy. He came to my potluck.
Fucking not cool, man. I don't know. That was weird.
That was weird. That is super fucking weird about this movie.
This movie, more than most, made me, mostly because I wasn't engaged at all, so I had time for just free roaming thoughts. Why is it only bugs and it's fucking, you're telling me, it's why I went to art college. Why is it only that bugs and humans have the capability for language, but frogs are just fucking dumb frogs?
Because frogs suck. Everyone hates frogs. Known fact.
So I also like how he got the idea for hang gliding. There's a whole hang gliding scene in this movie for them to get across a shag carpet using grandma's fans. So, you know, they built that up. But he gets the idea from his video game about hang gliding frogs. But in that video game, the point is to smash the frogs.
Yeah, that game seemed like it sucked shit, too.
Yeah. Oh, but, you know, in the end, he grows up to be big again. And then his bully. What was his bully's name?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah. He does give a mean wedgie, though.
Yeah.
And he got that clean break.
He gets the bully's entourage to turn against the bully because the bully's like, you know, they'll do what I say, you know, I'll beat you all up. And then they're like, wait, there's more of us. We're like ants.
Mm-hmm.
And then they.
So let's do the classic ant move. Dog pile.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tear him apart and eat him.
And eat him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish they would have just eaten his sweet rocks in the beginning. Yeah, you.
Well, yeah, okay. So let's get it back on track. Sean, you've done a noble job.
Sarcasm?
No, you've actually done a noble job trying to keep it on track in terms of this movie, but I don't think I've got anything else to say about it.
I could really care less if we had talked about this movie even for like an instant, like, or I guess I couldn't have cared less. I don't know. However that thing goes.
It's really a lame overall animated movie. Yeah. It's a lame performance from Nick Cage. He gave us more as fucking Kronk or whatever in The Croods.
Sure.
Croods 2. I love Croods 2.
Excuse me. Croods 2.
Yeah, we don't know anything about Croods 1 yet.
And in Spider-Verse, like, he's playing a different role, but he's great as, you know, Spider-Noir.
Yeah, he can do voice acting.
I have thoughts about it. I think for Spider-Man Noir or for Into the Spider-Verse, I always felt like he always feels like he's either too far away from the microphone or that he's actually speaking through a mask, through like fabric.
He probably was.
Yeah. Like he's just dressed like it in the studio.
I'm sure no one asked him to.
That also seems accurate. But yeah, okay. So like, where would you put his performance in this, you know?
Bad.
Yeah.
It was one of the better of the voice performances in this movie. And this movie was full of terrible voice performances.
Yeah.
Like nobody was really great except Paul Giamatti.
It's one of the few times I think we've ever just heard Nicolas Cage's voice.
He really doesn't put anything into it.
You know? Yeah. It wasn't like, the mole.
Oh yeah. Speckles.
Yeah. But Speckles.
Like, it's not even that he's doing a voice. There's no like affectation. There's no emotion. It's just very monotone throughout, and which I feel is hard for Nicolas Cage to do. Like his voice just increases at random intervals.
Yeah, he probably wasn't recording in studio with a bunch of people, so
no chance.
When he's got nothing around him, I can see him just not rising up to his normal level.
Yeah, did you watch the newer Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I was reading about that is like they were very adamant about doing recordings in the studio with each other at the same time, which, and I mean, that's mostly recorded by like 12-year-olds or something.
Yeah,
like
it was a bunch of kids,
but they had like a really good time. And I think that came across in that movie, that they're like having fun and playing off of each other versus something like this, which is like, these are buckets, you know, it's just buckets of voices and it doesn't work.
I was really excited when I saw that there was going to be a trailer for a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles thing, but it's a short that went ahead of something else that I didn't want to say.
Yeah, they're doing, what was it?
They're doing like, they go to New Jersey.
Yeah, it was just like a holiday thing or something like that.
Yeah.
It's got like a specific bend, but yeah, it's just a short and it kind of ties in around like the whole TV show, The Tales of the TMNT, and kind of leads up into the next Mutant Mayhem movie.
Oh, so nice.
Is that happening? Have I just not been paying attention? One? Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume.
I hope so, because the first one was great.
Yeah, I liked it.
Was
I liked the
movie.
Art style in it. It was real fun.
Go watch that.
Yeah, go watch that instead of this.
Or
yeah, don't watch this.
Porn.
All right, any final thoughts, Sean? Actually, I think you just said it.
Yeah.
Don't watch this. Never mind.
Yeah, basically, I'm taking this part out. I think you guys both just gave your final thoughts.
My final thought is, if I was an Animorph, I would be a skunk.
Okay.
Yeah. What would you Animorph into?
I mean, skunk's actually a pretty good answer.
I like to fart.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say possum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Opposable Possum's thumbs, yeah. Semi-prehensile tail, pocket.
I feel like I've got sort of a sly shitbag quality to me. So I'm going to go with a fox.
Yeah. Maybe if I wasn't a skunk, I would be a tanuki.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and then I could fly around on my ball sack.
Yeah. All right. Well, obviously that's what everyone came here for, the good content.
Yep.
That's sweet, sweet content.
So next up, much to Sean's chagrin, we have Grindhouse, which has literally only a Nick Cage laugh and cameo.
That's not even either. I'm not doing this again.
It's a part of the whole thing. It's a part of the whole thing.
We're doing the whole thing.
We're doing the whole thing. We're watching both movies.
We got 3 hours to watch.
We're going to talk about them. And then we'll
with John.
Yeah, and we'll each do our best impression of the laugh.
I like
that.
That
sounds fun.
Thank you to our listeners. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks to our Sparkle buddies, Josh, Josie, Matt, Adam, Bill, Stuart, and Willow. And to our cage dancers, John, Freeman, Nathan, and Cameron. And to Bill Panks for our intro music. So come back next time to hear Sean hate on two movies and love one dumb trailer. Maybe.
Yeah.
It'll be great. We can talk about Quentin Tarantino's foot fetish.
I love it.
Ugh.
At least we've got a direct tie into porno on this one.
Yeah, you're right.
So
we've talked about piss multiple times.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
God damn it. Okay.
Night, night. Bye, bye.
Perfect. Thank you, honey.
5-5.
Do you want to sing anything before you go?
Can you, Mommy, can you put the Frozen 2 song on so we can sing it to Nick?
Is that one's just called Into the Unknown?
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Into the Unknown.
Into the Unknown.
Into the Unknown.
Is this it?
This is the blurry.
Yeah, you like this one. Can you sing it into the microphone?
I don't know how to do
that. You don't have to do the part.
You're crushing it, though.
Yeah. Oh. I can hear you. But I don't. It's something trouble. But others don't. There's a thousand reasons. Something about my day. Ignore your whispers. Wish you go away. Got a voice, just a ring in my ear, and if I heard you, you don't. I feel everyone I never looked to when we was. Sorry, stupid, scared, but I'm blocking out your calls. I had my picture, tell me something new. I was ready when I was saying, follow you. It's the alarm.
Okay, that's perfect, honey. Thank you.
That was. Oh, you gotta save some for next time, right?
Yeah, we're gonna do more later. This was great, though, honey.
Oh,
I'm sorry.